Amgen is the world's largest biotech company, a California firm that makes medicines from living cells. These remedies, known as biologicals, are expensive and protected by patents. But the Affordable Care Act clears the way for cheaper, generic forms of these products. John O'Bannon serves in Virginia's House of Delegates, representing parts of Richmond and Henrico County. He recently got a call from Amgen asking for help in crafting a bill that would restrict the prescription of generic biologicals. Now, O'Bannon isn't your ordinary politician.
I'm your brain doctor. I'm a neurologist.
And he says there were problems in the early days of generic drugs.
Some of our seizure patients had problems with generics. And over time, I think generics have gotten better and we've gotten more comfortable with them.
But he's not yet comfortable with the idea of generic biologicals.
They're going to be similar. They're going to be FDA approved, but they're not identical.
So he sponsored a bill that would allow doctors or patients to insist on brand name drugs instead, making it illegal for pharmacists to dispense the cheaper medications. The president of the Generic Pharmaceutical Association, Ralph Neese, thinks that's a terrible idea.
Generics have saved this country $1 trillion, according to published reports, in the last decade, about $200 billion in 2011 alone. We expect that biosimilars will do the same thing.
The bill also requires drugstores to notify doctors and patients if they dispense a generic biological and keep records of doing so for 2 years. Pharmacists have told the Virginia legislature that O'Bannon's bill will make their jobs much more difficult. Here again is Delegate O'Bannon.
You know, the CVS guy says we're going to have to get a whole new computer system to do this. I just don't buy that.
His bill also requires drugstores to say on the label when a generic biological was used as a substitute for the brand name drug. Three trade associations representing pharmacists think that will only confuse consumers. Federal law does not require Amgen's Political Action Committee to report campaign contributions to state candidates, but O'Bannon admits he's taken money from the pharmaceutical industry.
I have fundraisers, and I've gotten money from the folks that are pushing this and the folks that are against it.
Both House and Senate have now approved the bill in Richmond, and the governor is expected to sign it into law. I'm Sandy Houseman.